Couple college football pieces of news and notes to get to as the weekend approaches. There's some games tonight, too, by the way.
Yeah.
There was actually one that's kind of fun. Hang on 1 second as I scroll all the way back up. Oh, yeah, Arizona State and Texas State. I don't know.
What's fun about that? They both got state in their name?
It's on ESPN at 7:30 if you want to switch back and forth. It's a pick 'em. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they both have state in their name. Texas State's off to a good start. They got that that transfer quarterback from James Madison who was really good last year. He's now at Texas State playing good. And then tomorrow night, there's a really fun game.
Oh, yeah.
Arizona and Kansas State. That legitimately might be the best game of the weekend.
It will be. I think it will be. No, because I think the biggest game, you know, we know where game day is going to be at LSU, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Alabama's going on the road to play Wisconsin. I don't know nothing about Wisconsin at all.
Yeah.
Other than they got a great football coach up there.
Yeah.
I mean, what else we got? I mean, Georgia, Kentucky, definitely not one of a premier game other than Georgia going on the road.
Boston College at Mizzou,
that's the other one.
That's a fun one.
That's an interesting one because we don't know what Mizzou is. They're number 6 in the country. They got a good football team. Are they as good as they were last year? I mean, Luther Burton is good any year. You know, they got the returning quarterback. They lost the heart and soul of their team.
Yeah, that running back.
That running back,
good.
He was the heart and soul.
Schrader.
But.
And you know he's good because didn't the 49ers pick him up?
I think so.
Yeah, that's how you know he's good.
But let me see how good they are, and then we'll move on from there. But
yeah, this is the first real test for them. They haven't really played anybody yet. They've handled their business. And I don't know how good Boston College is either. I mean, that was an impressive performance against Florida State, but Florida State might be bad.
Yeah.
Like, you know, crazy as it is to say, they might just not be very good this year. And that's kind of the way it looks early in the season.
Yeah.
But not to take anything away from that victory that Boston College had. I think it's just a little bit more high profile because it was against Florida State and it was on that standalone. Was it Sunday night or Monday night, whenever it was, so everybody got a chance to see it. Plus, Bill O'Brien's their coach and everybody knows him.
Billy Oaken coach.
I think this is a really it's a big, I don't want to say statement because it's still September, you can't lose, but I think Missouri can announce kind of that they're real if they really handle their business in this one. They're mad that they didn't get game day, which is reasonable. They're higher ranked. Both those teams are 2-0. Both those teams are ranked.
It seems like it might be a better place to go.
I think it's because the game starts at 11:45 local time.
Yeah, that's probably it, too.
It's hard.
Yeah,
nobody really likes those 11:45 local starts or 11 a.m. local starts if you're in Nashville for the Vanderbilt games. All right, so while you were sleeping, and maybe you're still sleeping on this, but it's interesting to me, the Pac-12 got 4 more schools.
Yeah.
They got they got 4 schools from the Mountain West to commit to join, so now they're the Pac-6. They're halfway back to 12, so nicely done. They got Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, and San Diego State, which are really the 4 biggest schools in that conference. Boise State's really sort of
the big one,
bell cow of that conference. And now I wonder, because the Mountain West and Pac-12 were trying to work on something preseason.
Correct.
It fell apart because I think the Pac-12 was asking for too much, and the Mountain West thought they had all the leverage because they have the teams, and maybe they do. Turns out they don't. Because the Pac-12 went and got the big dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I think now probably the best solution for these two conferences is just to merge. Yeah, because merge is really just 2. The Pac-12's got 2. But they have the name, if that means anything. I don't know if it does. I think they maybe value the brand name more than the rest of the country does.
Because
I'll be honest with you, out here, when people say Pac-12, they're kind of making fun.
Yeah.
Generally.
But the thing about it is okay, so you get it's not going to start to 26, 27. So you got time to figure
time.
More things.
But they have to get to 8
but
by
get eight
then. Otherwise, they don't get to be the Pac-12 anymore.
And by then?
Mm-hmm. They have 2 more years.
Okay. But then you look at it, you were talking about this off air. Do they automatically go back to being a Power 5 school conference?
I don't think so.
Okay, so you will put them in the group of 4 then?
Group of 5.
Group of 5,
I guess, then it would be group of 6.
In the group of 6, exactly. So would they get the same, you know, like the highest ranked group of 5 team or whatever?
I guess so. The way, now, again, this is all, you know, kind of new because it all happened last night. But from what I understand, their deal with the college ball playoff, because they were a Power 5, if they get back to enough teams, which is 8, then they had that automatic bid, like the rest
that's
of the Power 5 conferences did. If they do, then they have all the leverage.
That's what I'm saying.
Because that's what you need.
But are we in a position that Boise State or Oregon State gets a first-round bye?
Really shouldn't.
Yeah.
Really shouldn't.
That,
or even an automatic
entry. That goes
entry.
Back to what Nick Saban was talking about with these automatic buys.
Yeah.
It shouldn't, and I agree with him, it should not. Conference champs should not get automatic buys.
And I think when they get to 16, which they eventually will, and this would benefit the Big Ten and the SEC, they'll go away from auto bids.
Yes.
It'll just be ranked.
Yeah.
And that's how and then the SEC is going to get like 16.
But I do believe in first round buy, the buy part of it.